Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel. For a child will be born to us, and a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace.
Was, there we are, Chad Forshino introducing that song.
And yes.
You're not listening to Light Rock 99.3 and their Christmas music.
Yes,
no. It's still Bill Mick Live and O'Galley Electric bringing the hour.
Beautiful.
My buddy Chad Forshino is in with us. This has become a holiday tradition, my friend.
Yes, it has.
How many times have we done this?
However long you've been here, almost that long. So
yeah.
It's been a while. This is 30 years we're doing it in Melbourne. And, you know, I thought
we're talking about the Bible on Parade, by the way.
I thought about that. You know, there's new listeners that tune in. There's people that move to our area, so
right.
They may be oblivious to what's going on. So let me say it real quickly.
Sure.
30 years ago, my wife had a vision to have the churches, cross denominational lines, come together and put on the Bible on Parade. So we have this year, we have 51 different churches and ministries, from Catholics,
fantastic,
Baptists, Methodists, people. And
participation keeps growing, doesn't it?
It does. And you know, the more the news around it comes and sees what we're doing, it's not just a parade. It's actually a call to bring people together. There's so much that's dividing us right now.
Oh yeah.
There's, you know, I mean, it's so
been listening to the show, have you?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I actually like the Peloton video myself or the commercial. But whatever, you know. But, you know, there's so much that's dividing us. And to come together in unity, and this has been the case for centuries, you know, with the church, too. That's why we have 1,000 different denominations.
Right,
but what unites us? What brings us together? And then, of course, the people in the world want to say, you know, the church are a bunch of hypocrites or whatever. This is a way to come together.
What better place for hypocrites to be than in a church? Because they need to be hearing the
that's
message.
That's true. Yeah. I'm glad I'm there.
Yeah.
You know, we come together on this Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Melbourne Auditorium.
Always happens first Saturday of December,
exactly.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Always the first Saturday of December.
I think the first time we did this, we either did this on a Thanksgiving show or a day after Thanksgiving show,
We always used to. Now you're big and famous.
They
and
won't
so
let us work Thanksgiving anymore.
I used to love that. I'd get up and we would do the whole show and we'd talk about everything.
We'd have fun. That's true.
I
used to bring in those listener guest hosts for Thanksgiving,
other
holidays that we worked.
Yes, I got
that
to
was
meet.
Fun. But that was back in the early days over at MEL many moons ago.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's – my goodness, Chad.
Yeah, we're getting older.
We're pushing 15, 18 years of doing this together.
Yeah, the knees are cracking when we get up in the morning, but that's
all
right.
Tell me all about that.
All is good. All is good.
Anyway, for those, like you said, we've got folks who may be new to the area that are listening that haven't been to or seen or even heard about the Bible on Parade. Tell us about the parade itself and the event of the day. What goes on?
So the parade starts at 2 o'clock. First of all, for those that are listening, thebibleonparade.org. You can check out. There's a parade right on there, video, so forth. It starts at 2 o'clock, and it makes a whole loop, a circle.
Right.
It starts, and it goes around. It goes up. Hickory's doing some construction, so it's going around Lake this time, down Fee by the park, onto Babcock Street, up Hibiscus, and back into the Melbourne Auditorium.
Starts and ends at the Melbourne Auditorium.
Starts and ends.
But when the parade ends, it's not over.
It's not over.
No, right.
It's just begun.
Yeah.
You know, each church takes a book of the Bible. The Christmas story is being told from Genesis all the way to Revelation. Each church takes a scene from that particular book, portrays it on the streets. And then we come back, and then we have a celebration that follows where we're giving out free food, pizza, cake, drinks. Every gift or every child gets a ticket and gets a gift at the celebration that follows back at the field, where we'll have music and celebration. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, the whole community is invited to this. Christians and believers and unbelievers. We have a buffet celebration, Christmas buffet dinner in the Melbourne Auditorium at 6 p.m. That's
very
free
nice.
To everybody. And
cool.
That's a gift from the church to everyone.
That's an addition in recent years,
The last 3 years we've done that. And
And which is pretty cool.
It is. It's great. And each church takes a pan, and they're designated some type of food to bring. Right. We always have a good spread of some type of wonderful food.
Take some hefty people in the church to carry the pans of mashed potatoes. Those things are heavy.
We have 33 or some pans being prepared, so you want to come enjoy that.
That
and there's
going to
be music. And but
ain't nothing like church cooking.
That's for sure.
Just saying.
That's for sure.
If you grew up a hillbilly Baptist like I did, you liked eating at church.
Yeah, indeed.
That's very
indeed.
True.
You know, that's what we're good at. Paul says I buffet my body, but it's actually buffet my body. But 30 years. This is an historic event. For
it
30
is.
Years, we've been coming together across denominational lines. It's a phenomenal, and last year we talked about it, but the Bible and Parade Now they're in the third year in Tennessee, Paris, Tennessee.
Really?
There were three different Bible and Parades demonstrated in the Bahamas. I'm not exactly sure which islands. I know three different ones have been done.
So. I remember the interest in the Bahamas, and I'd forgotten about Tennessee.
Yeah.
I'm glad you told me.
Yeah.
I'm glad you reminded me.
It's
growing.
It is growing, and it's meant to grow. And
you know what? Given that you've got communities that are willing to embrace this, that's a huge message.
It's our way of putting Christ back into Christmas.
Yeah.
This is our Christian faith saying, this is what we believe is the reason for the season. And it gives everyone an opportunity. And the reason why we do it the first Saturday, it kind of kicks off the Christmas season and says, look, this is where our focus is. And, it's just a great time to come together.
It really is. And we're going to talk some more about it. If you got questions or thoughts, 321-768-1240. We pick it up in 60 seconds on Bill Mick Live. By the way, I have an idea for Brian I want to share with you in this break. We're back in a moment.
The North Pole is where toys come from. And Northern Tool is where tools come from. Northern Tool has the best brands and the best gifts. High-powered holiday gifts up to 75% off.
Save $40 on a Kindling Cracker Firewood Splitter, now only $59.99 while supplies last.
Get to Northern Tool for gifts that keep on building. Northern Tool and Equipment. Quality tools for serious work.
Want military-grade gear delivered directly to your doorstep? Join over 250,000 customers already geared up with Crate Club, the box built by Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, Delta Force, and Special Ops guys. You'll receive seasonal tactical and survival gear essentials to be better prepared at home and on the road, and a digital subscription to our community. Products include backpacks, helmets, hammocks, holsters, vests, and more kick-ass gear. Get it for yourself or gift something unique this year. Rise above the ranks at CrateClub.com. That's CrateClub.com.
Other opportunities for you at the contest page at BillMick.com involve Premier Theaters at the Oaks. You know, big movie through the holiday season is going to be Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. You can register once a day to win a pair of tickets. We'll throw in drinks and popcorn for two. You can also register for dinner and a movie at Premier Theaters at the Oaks. Check it all out on the contest page at BillMick.com. Chad Forshino's with us. He's with Jesus is the Key Church. TheBibleOnParade.org is the website. And as you guys put this together, I mean, 51 churches, you say, participating this time.
Yes.
Some of them taking multiple books because you got to get all the books of the Bible.
This is true.
Is there still time for anyone who wants to help or participate to get involved?
Yeah, someone's listening. There's always opportunity to participate. You just come out to the Melbourne Auditorium right around 12:30. We actually have a bunch of costumes to put people in costume characters to carry. We have, we could use them for banner bearers, or they would just have to be willing to come out. So, yeah, absolutely. If you're out there and you hear this and you want to participate, it's not too late. And this is what the people can see, and we want all people to come out and watch it. If you have never seen it, we're going to take them back to biblical times, and they're going to see the characters like Moses and the Ten Commandments and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But it all culminates to where the soundbite that we played, the birth of Jesus Christ,
right?
And the nativity scene will be a live baby that was just born 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. And he's going to play the part. His name is Maximus. He's playing the part of Jesus. So bless little Maximus.
You're using a Roman to play the part of Jesus.
This is funny.
Is that really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
a little irony in there. We'll go with that.
All to whoever wills.
Absolutely.
So, and they're going to see the birth of Jesus, the life of Christ, the resurrection of Christ. And it's just an amazing visual. You know, some people come out and they won't go to church, but they see this and they see the demonstration, and it puts a perspective in what the meaning of Christmas is.
I've known of many unchurched people who like going to this event every year.
Yeah.
It does speak to them about the season, and that's phenomenal.
Yeah, and it's a free gift to everyone. So the kids are going to get gifts, that are going to get a little ticket on the parade route. And this is something that we've done, obviously for 30 years, but it's a way to say, Merry Christmas, Brevard. And Brevard County has been an amazing county. Melbourne's been an amazing city to, you know, that we get the opportunity to do this. You know, the police escort, I mean, it costs money, but we know we go out each year and we get to do this and we get received by the community. We get received by the people. And it's mm-hmm. just a wonderful opportunity to express our faith and, you know, come on out. Enjoy the day. It's going to be an amazing time to celebrate Christmas.
It's had its hurdles and obstacles through the years, has it not?
Of course, yeah. Like anything good and worth doing uh-huh. is going to have its obstacles. Anything that's of value is not going to come easily.
Right.
It's not without cost, and we exert a lot of energy, and we've had to overcome personal obstacles. My wife is an amazing 30 years, and she's just pressing on, continuing to go on, and I just respect her so much and what sure. she's done in the community. But it comes with great reward, and the reward is so much greater than the price you pay for it.
Very, very true. And participation seems to be growing in the number of churches Absolutely. That get involved. Does yeah. that seem to grow every year?
It does, and, you know, there's no reason why more and more, you know, because this, again, this isn't about our church. Our church is still a small little church.
Right.
You know, but it's about the expression of why we celebrate Christmas. It's for the whole church. We actually list every church that's involved. We put their phone numbers in there, and we encourage anyone that doesn't have a church, go visit one of them. You know, sure. we're not trying to build our church. We want every Christian believing, Bible believing person that's in this county say, hey, look, we want to be involved. How do we get involved in that? How do we sure. take a book? The script's already written. You know, it's not like we're making up anything.
You already know what the story is. There you go. Yeah.
So just, you know, act out this, and we welcome all. So it's never too late, not even the day of. So if you want to know how, thebibleandpray.org, or you can call 321-773-1489. Leave us a message. We'll get back in touch with you. We certainly want everyone to come out and watch it, view it. And any participants that want to be involved, it's not too late. You could just show up that day. You could actually say, I heard you on Bill Mick, and we'll know exactly what to do with you.
Oh, you've got a place to put everybody.
Yeah, that's
even
right.
my listeners. Yeah, that's good. Right, 321-773-1489.
That's it.
All right, very good. We've got the number if you need it later, so let us know. It's not a show up at noon and do this thing event for you and the other people involved, is it?
No, it's a lifestyle. It's all year round, all the time. It's building relationship. Matter of fact, you know, when we get together, we have these meetings every year.
Right.
Several leading up for all the pastors and leaders and points of contact. And if you ever get to go to one of these meetings, you get to see that the unity, the love that's there. You don't know who's Catholic and Baptist, except for the collar of the priest, you know.
Yeah.
That, then you know. But there's such a depth to the unity, because it didn't happen overnight. This hasn't happened just to put on a parade. This is 30 years of developing relationship and friendships. Equity and integrity have been built over these years.
Sure.
And you can't get that overnight. And so, yeah, no. This isn't going to happen at 12:30.
But you do get the parade together overnight.
This is true.
That's some hard work for
you're
you
right
guys.
You're right about that. So if you want to know where we'll be at 4 in the morning, that's where we'll be.
Is that when you start?
Actually, we're going to be there all night. Yeah.
Will you really?
Yeah, we're going to be there all night. Got a little RV. I'm going to spend the night out there. We're going to work as early as we can. We don't have any time. That's a day where every second is accounted for. It literally is a 24-hour work day.
Oh,
it's
can
an
imagine.
Incredible effort that we have to put in. But again, for the purpose of why we're doing it, we're glad to do it.
Bible on Parade. The parade happens Saturday, starts at 2 o'clock, starts and ends at the Melbourne Auditorium. You can see the parade route at thebibleonparade.org, thebibleonparade.org. It's like the Ohio State University,
yes,
only different.
Thebibleonparade.org. And, of course, the 6 o'clock p.m. buffet dinner. Welcome to everyone. We'd be honored to have you there as our guest.
That's a phenomenal addition to that event. Yeah. And again, shows how welcoming everybody involved is and the heart that you guys show for this community. And that's amazing. Yeah. And that this community has been able to sustain that in spite of whatever difficulties may have arisen.
Yeah.
And now that it's spread to both the Bahamas
yeah.
and Tennessee,
yeah.
maybe who knows elsewhere at
yeah.
some point.
Maybe West Virginia.
Could be. Let's listen to this on the way out.
Mighty God, eternal Father, and Prince of Peace.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down.
O'Galley Electric made the hour possible. Chad Forshino, thank you, my friend. It's always good to see you.
Great to see you. Thanks.
We'll have to get together soon after
Absolutely.
You get done with the work that you're
we
doing.
Will. We definitely will.
We've got another hour to go on Bill Mick Live. Enjoy this as we head to Fox News at the top of the hour.